Finding Nemo splashed across the Jumbotron high above the arena floor. But Noah Hertz and a group of DeLand friends were more interested in cards than the Disney hit. A second-year political science major, Hertz says he and his friends expected a long night and didn't come empty-handed.
Two giant bags of egg rolls, half of a loaf of homemade bread, a jar of peanut butter. We got, a bag of bagels in your backpack? Yeah, some Pop-Tarts. Like, we could last about a week.
A lot of carbs.
Yeah, mostly carbs.
Relocating to the Civic Center was an easy decision for Zoe Jones, a pre-med student minoring in emergency management.
Well, we actually live next door to where the Club Coliseum was, and they recently destroyed it. So our entire back window faces giant piles of scrap metal and rubber and concrete and bricks. And so they started destroying it, I think, like Thursday. And we were like, that's probably not good to be around.
Hurricane Irma was the last thing Austrian exchange students Rafaela Fuchs and Katie Sarakova imagined when they chose FSU for a semester of hospitality management. Neither of the young women had ever experienced a hurricane, and both were grateful to their program coordinator for keeping an eye on them.
So our, how's she called?
Oh, she's our exchange coordinator, kind of. And she told us there was a shelter here. We were thinking about going somewhere else, driving somewhere, but it was just too dangerous, and we're not from here, so we didn't know our way, so.
Student Government Director Daniel Morgan Acosta says more than 2,000 students registered for a Civic Center space when the FSU alert system sent out the word yesterday afternoon.
So we're really just here to make sure that we're providing the best services for our students and getting meals to the students that are in the residence halls and encouraging our students to think smart and safely about how to weather the storm.
For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.